Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and Body, Mind, Spirit News, our brand new show. This is actually our third month doing this show, and I'm very excited. Today, I will be your host. My name is Courtney, and I work for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and I also work for Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'm actually the radio producer for all of the radio shows, and I actually help all the hosts with radio and so forth and so on. So I'm very excited to be here. I was here last month hosting the show, and I have the wonderful opportunity of being able to host the show again this month. So our staff is currently busy. We have some out on distribution and so forth, and this is a very busy time of year for us, and we're very excited. We are, you know, sitting down and talking about some new things that we would like to incorporate for the radio and the magazine for next year. So we're having fun here in the office, and we want to wish everyone a happy holiday season, whether you celebrate Christmas or Yule or whatever your preference is. We want to wish everyone a happy holidays, and we hope that everyone has a wonderful December and a wonderful new year. So I have a lot to talk about today about the December magazine, and each month we try to talk about what's going on in the guide and what's going on in radio. So I have a lot of different articles and topics that I'd love to share with you guys today about what's going on, and kind of give you some ideas of how to handle the holiday season and how to work with the holiday season. So I'm really excited to share all this with you today. So for starters, if you would love to host your own radio show or you have an interest in being on the radio, you can check out bodymindspiritradio.com. You can email me, Courtney, at radio@bodymindspirit.com, bodymindspiritguide.com, I'm sorry. And you can actually call the office at any time. We are here Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and our office number is 734-513-6137. If you are interested in the guide, if you would like to publish your own ad or write an article or put something in addition, or maybe you even have an idea of a topic that we should cover or something that you would like to see in the guide, you can email the owner. Her name is Penny Golden, and you can email her at info@bodymindspiritguide.com. And you can also call the office. Now, we also have another addition to our staff. She's been here for a while now. Her name is Melanie. She actually handles the marketing end of things, and you can email her at marketing@bodymindspiritguide.com. She actually handles Facebook promotion if you'd like to create your own Facebook for your own business. And then she also helps with web design, and she's fabulous at everything that she does. So she can really help you promote your business and point you in the right direction to bring in more clientele and customers. So she's a wonderful addition to the staff. She couldn't be here today, but I know that she can definitely help you out. So like I said, she's been here with us for a while now, and we love her, and we love having her on the staff, and we all love working together. So so the first thing I wanted to talk about today is the cover of the December issue. Penny and Howard Golden are the editors and publishers of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. They're the creators, and they're the ones that put the magazine together every month for publication. They do a wonderful job and a fabulous job every single month, and they make each edition unique. So every month when you guys see the change of color on the front of the magazine, and or the change of text, or who got a, what articles are posted on the front and so forth and so on, that's all them. That's their decision. And I know that each month they kind of sit down and decide what color scheme to go with and so forth. And sometimes it's an easy choice or decision, and sometimes it's not. Penny actually told me last month for November that they had to make sure they got the right shade of purple, which I was so excited about because purple is my favorite color. So this month, the magazine looks beautiful. They actually did the cover in red and cream for the holiday season. But if you get to see the cover of the magazine, it just pours this positive energy, which we were all kind of not surprised, but we were all really pleased with it. You know, we get the guides here in the office as soon as they're published. And then, you know, we work on distribution and subscription and sending all of that out, making sure you guys have them in the stores and that you guys can see it online and you guys can take a look at it and enjoy it because it's a free publication. But the cover this month was beautiful. It actually says, wishing you peace, love, and enjoy this holiday season. To our readers and writers, happy holidays from the Golden Family and the Body, Mind, Spirit staff. And like I said, it's a different vibe this year than last December's magazine. If you actually take a look at the cover from last year and this year, it just has this radiance about it. So I definitely want to say good job, Penny. Good job, Howard. I think you guys did a wonderful cover. And we were actually we all asked ourselves, you know, how we all liked it. And we are actually excited to hear back from some of our advertisers and some of our readers and how they liked the cover this year. And if it kind of carried a different vibe than normal. And that's okay. We wanted it to feel like it was full of peace and love and, you know, really positive energy. You know, our magazine is based on that, you know, creating a strong community in the holistic and the metaphysical, but also really uniting that positive energy for everyone to tap into. So I really feel like they kind of hit the nail on the head this month. So you guys definitely should give yourselves a pat on the back. There's a lot of things going on in the magazine this month. We have some wonderful new advertisers this month that kind of came on board. One of them right in the beginning of the magazine is actually the Boston Tea Room. And if you get to check out the Boston Tea Room, they actually have two locations here in Michigan. One is in one is in Ferndale, and the other one is in Wyandotte. And I know actually for a fact that their Wyandotte location has actually been there. They've had a place of business in Wyandotte for over 30 years. But they just joined the team, in the magazine with advertising, and they're actually they have a very beautiful ad in the front of the magazine this month. And they actually have a yoga coupon in there for anybody who's interested in yoga and meditation. So definitely check out them. They're a new advertiser. And we have other new advertisers in here as well. So hopefully I'll be able, as I kind of go through everything that's going on this month, I'll be able to kind of mention some of them as well. So one of the first things I noticed, and we've talked about this for the last 2 months, is that the guide kind of has this theme every month. And we actually, all of us staff here have actually talked about maybe, next year starting to work on a theme of the month or a concept like that, because it seems that it happens naturally. Every month it seems like we have a natural theme to the content of the magazine. And it's not something we have set in stone. So I don't want anybody out there thinking, well, shoot, you know, what's the theme of the month? You know, so I can write my article towards that, or maybe my ad wouldn't work out or anything along those lines, and that's not the case. You know, we welcome all people and so forth. But it just seems like every month the magazine tends to kind of stir itself towards this natural theme. And all of our writers and all of our submissions tend to kind of go around this topic or around this theme every month, without even trying. And even though everyone is different and they all submit different pieces, it seems to kind of have this natural similar vibe. So today when I was sitting down and I was going through the magazine and I was kind of post-it noting everything that I wanted to talk about on the show today, I definitely read through some of the articles and so forth, and I noticed this natural theme again for this month. And it kind of resided in a lot of the articles that were published, even though every article had a different topic. And whether you see it or not, you'll kind of see that underlying vibe if you start to read through the magazine. You may not see it on the surface, but if you kind of read into the articles and the text, you'll actually feel this, you know, this vibe underneath the surface. And this vibe really kind of covered the concept of Yule and the winter solstice and the holiday season and, you know, what everybody seems to kind of go through this time of year, whether it was, you know, losing weight to eating right, to shopping, to manifesting, to healing, whatever you're working on for this holiday season, the magazine seemed to have this theme going on. So I found that very interesting. The theme for this month really kind of focused on that concept of, you know, winter and the holidays, but it also really focused on the concept of you. And I know that sounds kind of vague, but let me explain. A lot of what was covered in the magazine this month really talked about working on yourself, really working on who you want to be, what you want to accomplish, how you personally can do that. And I really love that idea and that concept because this is one of the craziest times of year. You know, this really is one of the busiest and the craziest times of year. You know, everybody's out there shopping, trying to get their Christmas gifts, trying to, you know, get their meals planned for the holidays. You know, then there's the gift wrapping, putting up the tree. You know, it's just amazing how Thanksgiving was last week. And, you know, coming into to the office the last 2 days, yesterday I felt like, oh my gosh, it was just last week. You know, wow, you know, it's already over. Today I actually feel like it's, you know, now that I'm back in my own rhythm, that I feel like it was so long ago. And to think we had Thanksgiving last Thursday and we're already in December. We literally have 23 days until Christmas, 23 days till Christmas. Can you believe that? By the end of the week, we will have less than 3 weeks till Christmas. The idea of putting that out there, oh my gosh. So this is one of the craziest times of year, and this is one of those times of year that we're so busy and we're worrying about everything that we have going on. You know, we're trying to get the doctor's appointments in and, you know, the holiday parties and get the home straight and clean and the gifts. And, you know, our children are going to and from school and they're going to be in holiday break soon. And there's just so much activity. There's just so much activity going on. I don't know if any of you guys went out for Black Friday, but I did. And, I mean, just the flurry of the momentum of people shopping, trying to get gifts and get things done, you know, it kind of catches up to you. So everyone kind of focuses on everything else going on around this time of year. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. But one of the things that we forget is ourselves. We really forget ourselves and taking care of ourselves. You know, we forget to take time for ourselves. We forget to focus on ourselves. We forget what we want for ourselves. You know, and this is a great time of year for manifestation. You know, this is a great time of year for manifestation, abundance, fertility, really putting that energy out there for the new year. What would you like to achieve for next year? But we are so caught up in the hurrah of everything going on that we forget to actually focus on that energy and what we would like for ourselves. So one of the first articles that is in the front of the magazine was actually titled Take Time for Yourself. You cannot nurture others from an empty well. And it was actually written by Rachel Wilcher and Carol Navarre. And I thought it was, you know, really, it's a very short article, but it was really to the point. You know, what are you doing for yourself? And if your box is empty, if you're running on low, you are not taking care of yourself. And if you cannot take care of yourself, you cannot nurture others around you. You can't do for everybody else. You know, a lot of people get sick around this time of year because we run on such high energy that we forget to take care of ourselves. So I thought that was a really to the point article, and it really makes sense. You know, yoga, meditation, teas, breath work. You know, there's a lot you can do to make sure you take care of yourself around this time of year. So, you know, definitely take that into consideration. You know, there was another really good article, Are You Seeking Answers in Your Life? And this one was actually written by Phil Rosenbaum. And he actually is a counselor and certified hypnotherapist. And he does quantum healing hypnosis sessions. And he actually advertises in a magazine, too. So you can definitely check out his ad. He has some discounts. But a lot of people start to question this time of year, you know, what is it that I want to accomplish? You know, what is it that I need to achieve? And why am I here? You know, that is one of the biggest questions that people start to ask around the holidays. You know, why am I here? And it's not a bad question to ask. You know, a lot of us always wonder, why are we here? And my best advice, and this is just my personal advice, so kind of take it with a grain of sugar, is that we're all here and to help, in order to help and be of service to others. We're all here on that mission. But we get to decide how we want to do that, whether we're doctors, nurses, you know, store clerks, psychics, we work in the holistic fields, you know, whatever field it is that you work, whatever career you've built, you know, you are being of help and service to others, whether you know that or not. But you get to decide how you do that. So this is a big time of year to kind of make those decisions. So one of my favorite articles in the magazine this month was, you know, by Eve Wilson. Her her article was Seeking the Light. And one of the things that I really liked about it, and I'm actually going to read from the article, is she put, when we are busy outwardly doing so much, our energy is flowing away from ourselves, like the energy of the earth during the warm months. In winter, we are called within our houses and ourselves to grow inwardly stronger and nourish our own personal truth. It is good to be nourished from outside of ourselves, but it is essential to be nourished from within. This is where we find our power and our own direction in life. It comes from the divine spark of the one source of life that lives uniquely within our deep true self. Like the seasons of life on earth, we have seasons of our soul, and we need all of them in order to blossom fully each year. So I thought that was beautifully put. You know, and she also talked about the winter solstice, and some of you guys out there might actually know it as Yule. So the winter solstice usually falls on December 21st, but some will say the 22nd, depending on, you know, where the sun's hitting and so forth. But the winter solstice is a really good time of year to experience family and friends and so forth. But in tradition, it is actually the shortest day of the year. It is a time of dark. You know, we have the longest night on the winter solstice and the shortest day. And traditionally, it was considered Yule in paganism, and pagans celebrated it as their Christmas. And they would light a Yule log, which would burn all day. It was usually more of an expensive wood, or it was decorated. And because we didn't have, you know, electric heat back then, or boiler heat or anything along those lines, and we only had fireplaces, everyone had to stay around the fire to stay warm. So the Yule log was that representation of bringing family, friends, and love to the hearth, and really celebrating, you know, that unity of staying warm and feeling that love. So even though it is the longest night of the year, and it is the shortest day, we are still promoting that positive energy and pouring that out there. So yes, we do need to work on ourselves, and this is a great time of year, but we also need to enjoy what's right in front of us. And I say that with some enthusiasm because I want everybody to kind of remember that. So definitely take a look at Eve Wilson's article. It's really good. So we do have some events in the magazine this month. Unity Church of Rochester is holding a special holiday event. It's a candle lighting service, and that will fall on December 21st at 5 p.m. And if Rochester is too far from you, you can actually go online and look up Unity Churches, and there is a whole list of them all over Michigan, and each one of them have their own special events for Christmas and so forth that you can actually take a look at. And we want to give a very, very special thanks to Unity of Livonia. Last month, we were able to do a Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Festival in Livonia. And on behalf of myself, all the staff here, and Penny Golden, we really enjoyed ourselves. It was a wonderful festival. We had we were almost pretty much full to capacity with vendors. And everybody was very warm, welcoming. Even the people coming in the door were very warm and welcoming. It was a really successful event, and we were so happy to sponsor it and be part of it. And Unity of Livonia was wonderful. They had so many volunteers and so many people who helped. So we want to thank them so much for allowing us to come in as Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. We want to thank all the vendors who participated and contributed. We want to thank all the volunteers because you guys were great. And you guys, all of you guys, were what made this event worthwhile and allowed this event to happen. Now, the reason why we threw this event is because Unity of Livonia needs a new roof. And the event was actually raising consciousness with you. And, you know, we put on this event where, you know, the vendors, anything the vendors paid for their booths went to the church. All admission fees, all concert fees, and all the money went directly to the church, all of it. Everything was poured into the church so that they could get this new roof for their church and their building. If you did not get a chance to check this event out, you are still more than welcome to donate. You can make checks payable to Unity of Livonia, and you can actually mail them to 28660-05 Mile Road, Livonia, Michigan, 48154. I know that they would really, really appreciate it. And, you know, this is also a wonderful time of year to kind of show some love and donate to a good cause, and that's definitely a wonderful cause. So I'm going to say just kind of keep that in mind, and thank you so much for having us. We greatly appreciate it. The Aetherius Society, you can check out aetheriusmi.org. They actually have some December events going on, and they're a wonderful society. We actually have Aetherius Radio Live every single month. And if you go to bodymindspiritradio.com, you can actually listen to the Aetherius shows. So another wonderful article that I found this month was called Caring for the Caregiver. And it was actually written by Dr. William H. Carl. And he talks about caregivers. And most of us know caregivers as people who have professionally chosen that career. You know, they're people who go into the home and they're taking care of elderly or maybe patients on hospice, you know, so forth and so on. And this is actually one of the hardest times of year because, you know, loss around the holidays, that really strikes us hard. You know, it really does. But a lot of times we grieve with the family or for the family and we grieve for those that are lost. But sometimes we tend to forget about the caregivers and everything that they've given. And some caregivers out there are not in the professional field. They were elected to literally take care of their own family members, or maybe there's nobody else to take care of their family members. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do. It's not only hard to see somebody who is suffering from a disease or illness, or maybe even getting ready to pass, but to take care of them full time, and to worry and be anxious and to wonder and so forth, that's, I give so much credit and kudos to caregivers. I really do, because they have such a rough road, but in the same sense, they have such big hearts and compassion to be able to do this. There is a wonderful article in the magazine, Caring for the Caregiver, that talks about caregivers and some of the things that they're lacking. They deal with a lot of stress And that can actually create changes in the body and lack nutrients and so forth. So this article is a really good piece of written material to read. If you are a caregiver, you know a caregiver, you know somebody in your family is a caregiver, this might be perfect for them. And if you do know a caregiver in any shape, form, or fashion, show them some love. Take some time to show them some love. Ask them what they need, because they're putting somebody else's needs above their own 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they're not putting themselves first in the slightest. Ask them, when's the last time you've ate a meal? When's the last time you've gotten to take, you know, a shower or a bath? You know, when's the last time you got to go home for an hour and clean your home? You know, when is the last time you've had a break? You never know. You might be the one person who makes a difference in a caregiver's life around the holidays. And we should all be helping each other at this point. So I really love that article. It's really pivotal around this time of year. So I'm going to say definitely keep it in mind if there's anybody that you know. One of the other major articles that I enjoyed was Misery is Easy, Happiness is Hard by Dr. Abramsky. And it's true. Misery is really easy. You know, we're programmed to feel misery and stress and strife and everything that's going on in our lives. But it's so hard to feel happy and have joy because sometimes it's insecurity. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's lack of trust. But it is really easy to feel misery, you know, to get down and to kind of beat yourself up. And this article talks about, you know, a way to kind of change that attitude, change that mind, and to feel happiness, to really feel joy. And we should really do that. You know, that is something that we really should take into consideration. So I'm going to say take a look at that as well. I mean, there's just so much in the magazine this month for boosting self-confidence and then boosting happiness and boosting joy. And this is a great time of year to feel all of those things. You know, we're with our family and friends and feel the love. We really should feel the love. Another wonderful article that I really liked was 8 Tips for Boosting Self-Confidence, and it's actually by Jamie Pfeffer, and she's one of our radio show hosts. She has a show every single month, twice a month. It is on the second and fourth Monday of the month at 1 p.m., and her show is actually called Uplift, and she's one of our new radio show hosts. Her show is very inspirational. She talks about ways to be positive and uplift and find joy in your life, and she gives you different tools and techniques to do so. You can check out her archive shows on bodymindspiritradio.com, or you can actually kind of wait. Her next show will actually be the last Monday of the month at 1 p.m., the fourth Monday of the month at 1 p.m. And you can check her show out. It's really awesome. But she gave a wonderful article this month about boosting self-confidence and, you know, really stepping outside your comfort zone and being happy. And these are some things that can really help you out. So definitely take a look at that. For any of you guys out there that are listening right now, and maybe you cannot get to one of our Michigan locations for the magazine. Maybe you're out of state, or maybe you are, you know, global. Maybe you're not even in the United States. You can go online at bodymindspiritguide.com, and we have a free PDF file of the magazine every single month. You can download it for free, take a look at it for free, and let us know what you think. Let us know if you like it, you love it, if there's something you'd like to see in there. Let us know what you think. And you can also call in at any time during this show. The number is 646-378-0378. And tell us what you think of the magazine, what you think of the radio shows. We want to hear your opinion. You are the reason why we are here. You're the reason why we have the guide. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything that you know, you expect, and we're covering everything you'd like to see. So if there's something that you feel is missing, then definitely let us know. So feel free to contact us. You can also contact me personally at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com if you have a comment or question or anything that you would like to know about the guide. We'd be more than willing to answer any questions. So every month we have a wonderful radio show host. Her name is Valerie Wilson, and her show is Healthy Cooking with MacroVale. It's one of my favorite shows to do every month because by the time I'm done with it, I'm hungry. Her show's from 1 to 2. Her show's actually this week on Thursday at 1 p.m., so you can call and listen to it. And she always gives wonderful healthy recipes that taste great. And she also gives some really wonderful advice every month, you know, when it comes to eating right. And maybe you're suffering with an illness or disease, you know, nerve pain, joint pain. She'll really give you some recommendations for your diet to kind of cut some of those things out that are causing your body pain or causing illness or not helping. So her show's great. But every month she also publishes an article and a recipe. And this month she actually published an article on tempeh, a tasty protein-rich holiday dish. And it's actually a protein food. And her recipe was actually layered tempeh vegetable dip. And her recipes are so easy. I mean, they're ridiculously easy. And if you don't get a chance to pick up the guide and you want to access her recipes, they are online on bodymindspiritguide.com. And you can also look through the PDF file of the magazine, and her recipes and articles are in there as well. So, and I mean, her recipes are just great. She gave one for walnut pie last month, and I didn't get a chance to cook it for Thanksgiving, but it's like on the back burner. It's one of those recipes that I'm actually going to try for Christmas. And she actually said right there on the air that even though it is all like vegan based and so forth, it tastes just as good as any pie you'll get for the holidays. And it just sounded so easy to make, and it sounded so delicious. So now I'm hungry again, but definitely keep that in mind. One of our new advertisers that we're excited to have this month, they actually did publish an article. It's the Showroom of Elegance. And they're actually in Canton, and they are one of our new advertisers. But they published an article this month talking about the fact that, you know, they have very unique jewelry, very nice jewelry, but that they are hoping that people will come check out their showroom. And definitely come check out their jewelry for the holidays. You know, what woman out there does not want jewelry for Christmas? I'm just saying. And if you get a chance to check them out, they are in Canton, Michigan. But with each purchase of select Sarah's Hope jewelry, the store is going to make a donation to Wounded Warriors. And this gives back to local veterans. How perfect is that to buy a piece of jewelry for mom, sister, daughter, aunt, cousin, best friend? And not only are you giving somebody a beautiful piece of jewelry and something that they can cherish, but on top of it, some of that those proceeds, you know, towards this jewelry is going to go to the local veterans and the Wounded Warriors Foundation. That is awesome. And the jewelry is completely affordable. And it is gorgeous. They actually published a picture with their article, and the jewelry on there is, you know, it's reasonable. It is something that, you know, anybody could wear. Their ad in the magazine this month actually has an offer. If you purchase $300 or more in jewelry, you can actually get $100 off. So if you purchase $300 in jewelry, you'll actually get $100 off. So their website is actually showroomofelegance.com. They're in Canton, Michigan, and they have a beautiful ad here in the magazine, a wonderful article. Please keep it in mind, especially for your holiday shopping. So another one of my favorite articles that was published this month, and I thought it was wonderful, was it was actually a reprint from 2007, but it was reprinted by Tatiana, and she used to have a radio show with us, and she's a wonderful woman. She published an article in 2007, and our publisher and editor, Penny, decided to reprint it in this month's magazine, and it's actually on Archangel Gabriel, the angel of promise and good tidings. And it's a short article, but it just talks about the same concept, the same theme, you know, what we deserve, and are we giving ourselves what we deserve, and, you know, are you putting off the things that you deserve in your life right now? You know, and if you're doing that, then why are you doing it? Because there's so many things that you deserve as well. You deserve good things in your life. There's nothing wrong with having that. So I love it. I love archangels, and Gabriel is one of my favorite. It's one of the ones I work with. So it's a great article. Take a look at it. One of the biggest articles in the magazine this month, I thought, was the Drama Triangle Control. This was also a reprint from the 2008 Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. It was by Anne Catherine Pawelczyk, and I hope I pronounced that right. And this article is all about the drama triangle and how some of us feel like we're the persecutors, some of us feel like the victims, and some feel like the rescuers. And, you know, we kind of play that role in that triangle and how to release that. How to release the judgment over others, the control over others, and the drama. And it's a perfect article for this time of year, especially because, you know, we might be seeing those family and friends who maybe we don't get along with that much, or maybe those family and friends that kind of put our teeth on edge. So this article really gives you some visualization, some tools and techniques to kind of help yourselves out with that. So, you know, definitely keeping that in mind. David Miller published a wonderful article about expanding your money flows. And who doesn't need money? one of my favorite things that the magazine publishes every single month, and this is usually by Pat Krachovic, and they actually do the full moon meditation every month, and they also join Penny, the owner of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and they do Truth About Prosperity every month. And she publishes an article every month about a stone or a crystal. And this month, the stone was actually vesuvianite or idocrase. And it's known for its properties to unite the heart and the will. And every month, she publishes a new stone. And she puts a new stone in there that kind of fits the theme of the magazine and fits the theme of everything that's going on. So this one I thought was great because it's actually really a really awesome crystal for those that are in military service. And how many, you know, people out there right now have family, friends, loved ones in the military or who are in the service right now who maybe will not be able to be home for the holidays and they're not going to be able to see them. But, you know, they're really worried about them. They want them to have an enjoyable holiday season, and they want to make sure that they feel the love too. But idocrase is a wonderful stone for those in the military service. And it also helps you move forward on your life path. It helps you gain awareness and work with your beliefs. I also thought it was wonderful for those people who have issues with legs and feet this year, time of year, you know, arthritis, carpal tunnel, all of it's kind of kicking in. And this stone is great for people who have issues with the legs and feet. And a lot of people, older or elderly people, you know, they have the arthritis in the knees or the ankles. People with diabetes tend to feel this cold around this time of year and they're having issues with their feet. So this stone is perfect for them. So definitely keep it in mind. And the funny thing about it is it actually comes in colors anywhere from green, purple, red, white, brown, or yellow. So, and it has a really strong vibration, and it releases stress and negativity. And yet it comes in all those different colors. So definitely check that stone out. I think that it'd be a beautiful stocking stuffer. So we have some awesome people in the magazine this month doing so many different things and so many different ads and articles. To do an hour radio show, I still can't even cover all of them. So one of another awesome article in the magazine was actually written by Sheila Kilmer, and this was also a reprint from 2008, and it was called Not to Worry and to Allow Your Intuition to Guide You. And that's so true. This time of year, let your intuition guide you. Do not stress. Do not worry. Everything's going to be okay. How can it not be okay? yes, we go through rough water. Yes, we go through tough decisions. We go through stressors, but everything's going to be okay because you can never stay in the bottom of the pit or the bottom of the hill. You always have to climb back up. And that's when we reach the top and gain that positivity. So everything's going to be okay. And I really liked that because I think a lot of people don't think of that. You know, they just think about the worry and the stress and what they have to get through. They don't realize that everything's going to be okay, not to worry. But one of the things that I love about the magazine every month, and this is what I loved about the magazine before I even started working for the guide. So every month, Penny and Howard, they will put these little quotes or comics or short stories in the magazine. It's kind of a way just to kind of give a lighthearted approach. It kind of keeps it positive, and they're like little inspirations, I like to call them. And one of the ones caught my eye this month, and I really liked it. It's called The Realization Story. And I'm going to read it to you guys because I really enjoyed it. The Creator gathered all of creation and said, "I want to hide something from the humans until they are ready for it. It is the realization that they create their own reality." The eagle said, "Give it to me, I will take it to the moon." The Creator said, "No, one day they will go there and find it." The salmon said, "I will bury it on the bottom of the ocean." "No, they will go there too." The buffalo said, "I will bury it on the Great Plains." The Creator said, "They will cut into the skin of the earth and find it even there." Grandmother Mole, who lives in the breast of Mother Earth and who has no physical eyes but sees with spiritual eyes, said, "Put it inside of them." And the Creator said, "It is done." And that's actually S-I-O-U-X-C-O-X. It's actually a Native American teaching. I can't pronounce it, though. But I thought that was really beautiful, and it's something that we just, you know, should really keep in mind. So, you know, we have a lot of new advertisers in here this month. A few of the advertisers I want to mention real quick. We actually have a heating and cooling advertisers in here, Be More Heating and Cooling. So if you're having any trouble with your heating or cooling, definitely check them out. We also have Keller Williams Realty in here. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home, and a lot of times people are around the first of the year, that's definitely awesome advertisers to check out. And we also have a State Farm agent in our magazine now, Tom Stahl. And, you know, this is a great time of year to pull out those policies. Homeowners, insurance, car insurance, all of those policies, take a look. And he's with State Farm, and you can find his ad in the directory section of our magazine, which is all the business card ads. Call him up. See if he can give you a deal. See if he can get your car insurance lowered. See if he can get your homeowners lowered. You know, really take a look at those policies, and maybe he can save you some money. And let him know that you heard about his add-on Body, Mind, Spirit guide, or you found it in the magazine. I'm sure he would love to hear, and he might be able to give you a wonderful quote so that could actually save you hundreds of dollars. So definitely keep that in mind. Another wonderful article that was published was Creating a Joyful Holiday. And if you take a look at this article in the magazine, I thought it was interesting because most of the article is published in normal text. So you have your normal text, but the titles or of the sections, like right before the paragraph begins, there's like a title section and they're numbered and those are in bold print. Well, when I was flipping through the magazine today, one of the bold prints caught my eye, and it says, be aware that stories of the holidays are like Cinderella stories. And I thought, what? Of course they're like Cinderella stories. We all want that positive holiday. And I mean, how many of us out there right now are watching ABC Family because they started putting out the Christmas movies, or Lifetime, or Hallmark? Or how many of us have actually started pulling out the holiday movies? I actually just pulled out mine over the week, and I have a stack sitting in front of my DVD player, and I told my husband, we have to get through all of these by Christmas. And he said, really? And I was like, well, just be thankful, because one of my favorite movies around this time of the year, actually my all-time favorite movie, and I know that I'm young, but it's still my favorite movie, is Gone with the Wind. And I always love watching that around the holiday seasons. I don't know why. I think it's the idea of curling up at home with the hot chocolate and the popcorn while it's snowing outside and watching a six-hour movie. But yeah, so I thought that was really, like, it really caught my eye. Be aware that stories of the holidays are like Cinderella stories. So I actually read it, and it said, you set up unrealistic expectations and lose yourself in the story and stop being in reality in the now. You are in a brainwash zone. A pre-recorded and unrealistic program is in your biocomputer mind and acts as a virus to infect your life. Becoming mindful of the programs, the thoughts which no longer work for you, you can develop new ones. Ones which make you happy, in this case, enjoy the holidays more. So this article was published by Mitch Lame, and I hope I said that right. And she actually offers hypnotherapy, intuitive counseling, self-acceptance, and healing, and she has an ad in the magazine as well. But I just read this article, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's so on point. How many of us out there right now are like looking at the holidays going, well, I want the romance and I want the cookies. And we all like really kind of get into that theme of the tree and all of these expectations, you know, expectations that we got to wrap the gifts perfectly and we have to do all these things perfect. And we kind of start to fantasize about the way we want our holiday season to go. Maybe it's a certain people we'll see or the people we'll run into, or, you know, that fantasy of everyone's around the table getting along and eating and being joyful. You know, we really start to have those fantasies. And what she talks about is the fact that it's okay to have that fantasy. There's nothing wrong with that. But that fantasy is going to outweigh reality. And the thing is it's not about being realistic and saying, oh, that fantasy is never going to happen. It's about realistically looking at what's going on right now and enjoying it. Saying, you know what, no matter what happens this holiday season, I'm going to be in the moment enjoying my family, enjoying my friends, enjoying opening those gifts, enjoying those exchanges, enjoying it. I'm going to be in the moment. Even though I'd love to have these fantasies and so forth, and I hope that's the way it goes, that doesn't mean I'm not going to live in the moment. So I thought that was really interesting, you know, to keep in mind for the holiday season, you know, definitely to kind of just to understand that live in the moment, enjoy the holidays, and enjoy what's going on. The last article I want to talk about is, well, actually there's two. Wendy Powers is also one of our radio show hosts. She has the Wendy Powers Show, and it's the first Saturday of the month, every month. And she published an article called Fate and Miracles. And this kind of coincides with this time of year and the theme that we were talking about, doing things for yourself and so forth. So she, and I'm actually kind of missing Penny right now because I actually wanted Penny to talk about this on the air today to see what her opinion was on this. But I'm sure I'll be able to talk to her later and ask her. So fate and miracles, this is that time of year where we all expect the miracles, the fate, everything to kind of come washing in. You know, it's the holiday season. It's a rich time of year where everybody kind of feels that energy going on in the air and we're trying to manifest and so forth. But this is a time of year of miracles. You know, part of that is because of the birth of Jesus. Part of that is because of, you know, every, you know, religious holiday and so forth. We all have our miracles going on. We all have our belief systems, which is okay. So Wendy published a wonderful article about fate and miracles and why miracles happen, why fate kind of takes a step in. But, you know, it's a wonderful article to read, and I highly recommend you read it. But, you know, this is all I have to say about fate and miracles. Just because fate is something that may be predetermined or something that may be destined, some people feel like maybe that is the destiny that in which we should live. I always feel like fate is just another road we just so happen to choose. And if we decided to choose another path, our fate would change. As far as miracles, there are lots and lots of miracles that can happen this time of year. I think they're all glorious, and I think they're all beautiful. And I think we should appreciate every moment of them. But I think that we lose the idea of what a miracle truly is. a miracle to most of us is that, you know, I hit the lottery or, you know, get a brand new car on my front door, or he'll finally propose. Like, all of these miracles, we always think of miracles in such a grand scheme. You know, like, seen an angel today, never seen an angel before in my entire life, but I seen one. You know, we think of miracles on such a grand scheme, but we don't realize the small miracles in front of us. The miracle that you're alive, you're breathing, you have a job, you have a roof over your head, you have a family who loves you, you know, you're healthy. You know, these are all small miracles. And we should appreciate every miracle, whether it's small, whether it's medium or big. Appreciate any miracle in your life right now, any miracle, because you never know when it could change. You know, just for example, my husband is actually going through some health issues right now, and we just found out that his health could, the issue that he has going on could go one of two ways. It could actually be cancer, or it could actually be a benign tumor. And a lot of people have told me, well, pray for a miracle. Pray for a miracle that it's not cancer. And I've been praying, and I've been putting all that energy out there, but I appreciate every miracle that comes my way. I appreciate the miracle that he's in my life. I appreciate the miracle of his love. I appreciate the miracle that he's, even though he has this health condition, he is healthy. I appreciate every moment of every day with him. That is a miracle to me. No matter what happens with him, I'll consider that a miracle as well, because maybe even the most negative things in our life are still miracles to transform us for the positive. So there's my advice for today. My other favorite article was published by Liz Jelinek, and she just talked a little bit about the winter solstice and winter's night. So it's a great time of year. There's so much going on, and like I said, there's this common theme going through the magazine this month about really doing for yourself, really appreciating everything going on around you, appreciating your loved ones, your family, and so forth, and really, what are you doing for yourself right now? I actually did a radio show this morning, and it was actually, it's my own radio show, but on my radio show this morning, I talked about a little bit about basically doing something for yourself for the holidays. And I thought it was interesting that I do my radio show and I talk about that, and then I'm doing Body, Mind, Spirit Guide news today, and I was reading through the magazine, and that's the theme. So there's my intuition just kind of sinking my teeth in. But anyways, one of the things that I talked about was doing something for yourself. So this is one thing that I do every single year for myself. Is around the holidays, I will actually buy myself something or make myself something for Christmas. I do this every single year. Most years I'll make myself something, but some years I will actually buy myself something. And it's something small, and it's something for myself, and it's something that I wanted, that I didn't put on the list for the hubby or the family, you know, because I may or may not have gotten it. Something that I do for myself. So this year, I actually am making a mala for myself. And anybody who knows what a mala is, it's 108 beads. And the 108 number has a strong Buddhist connection, and but it also has connections to a lot of different things. But I'm actually making myself a mala this year for Christmas. I made myself, my husband one, because he loves when I make him things. But I put it away for him for Christmas, but I'm actually making myself one. And that's something I'm doing for myself. That's something I can pray with, I can work with. So do something for yourself, whether it's, you know, make a scarf or, you know, a scrapbook, or make something that you can enjoy, or buy yourself something that you can enjoy that maybe you really want. There's nothing wrong with that. That is you appreciating you. That is you valuing you. My other biggest advice that I gave this morning is for New Year's. You know, we're coming up on it, and we have less than a month. And a lot of people make a lot of New Year's resolutions, you know, things that they want to achieve, lose weight, quit smoking, you know, stop eating all the chocolate, the heavy mounds. And my biggest advice for the New Year's is set a small goal. If you want to lose weight, say your goal is to lose 5 pounds by June. If you want to quit smoking, then say I'm going to reduce from 3 packs to 1. You know, set a small goal to achieve. It's a great time of year for manifestation and achievement, but that doesn't mean you have to put all that pressure on yourself. Truly love yourself to want that change. And just remember, that the biggest piece of advice out there right now is that it takes 21 days to fully break a habit. It takes 21 days. And the average is 21 days to a month to fully manifest. So just kind of keep that in mind. But I want to wish on behalf of the guide and Body Mind Spirit Guide, Body Mind Spirit Radio, Body Mind Spirit Marketing, all the things we do here, I want to wish everyone a wonderful and happy holiday season. I hope you fully get to enjoy your Christmas, your Yule, whatever holiday you celebrate. I hope that you get to enjoy with family and friends and loved ones, and you get everything you were asking for, and you get to eat some good food, and you have a wonderful and a spectacular new year. 2015 is going to be great. It's going to be a wonderful year. I truly believe that, and we here at The Guide truly believe that, so we want to wish everyone a wonderful and a beautiful holiday season on behalf of all of us, both the staff and the Golden Family, and the wonderful creators of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. Lastly, I just want to give out the guide's information again. If you would like your own radio show, or you would like to be interviewed on the radio to promote a product, a service, or a business, or you would even like to be a guest on radio, please email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, or you can call the office at 734-613-5137. Well, actually, I think I just said that number wrong. Did I just say that number wrong? Oh, it's 734-513-6137. I'm still memorizing. That's 734-513-6137. And we're here Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can also email us at info@bodymindspiritguide.com. If you have any questions, concerns, or you'd like to market or advertise in the magazine, we have wonderful advertisers. We have wonderful article writers. The guide accepts all kinds of different advertising, and our advertisers, you know, have stuck with us, and we appreciate all of them. And this is a great time of year to advertise your business or your service, get your name out there, get people to recognize you. We print 40,000 copies of the magazine per month, and it goes out to over 1,400 locations in Southeast Michigan. So that magazine gets around. And that doesn't even include our website, where we get 70,000 hits a month. So definitely check it out, and you never know, we might be able to help you out and support you. And that's what we're here for, and that's what we love to do. So definitely keep us in mind. We appreciate everyone who's listened to this show and keeps this show and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio alive. We want to wish everyone a happy holidays. And lastly, stay tuned. We have no more shows for today, but tomorrow at 1 p.m., the Mystique's West Hour will be on with Ray Frazier. And you can actually call in between 1 and 2 and get a free mini psychic reading. So stay tuned for that show tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody have a happy holidays. And on behalf of the guide, we wish you a happy new year. Until next time, have a great day. Bye-bye.